For me, it's the concept of being totally known and totally loved. The fact that God knows me at my deepest level and doesn't hate me.
Look, I don't have a problem with lots of Bible verses. I love scripture. But sometimes, yeah, you just get indigestion trying to understand all that.
Some of the best times that I've personally had with God is taking my guitar and going and hiding somewhere. All right, welcome to another episode of Table Talk. You may remember our 10 church questions in 10 minutes that we did. Well, at the end of that presentation, we said, hey, if you guys want us to ask the same questions but reversed, so Dave asks me the questions that I asked him in the last one and vice versa, tell us. You told us, and so here it is. We're going to be asking the same questions but of the other person. So you ready, Dave?
I'm ready.
Ready. All right, so we're going to put 10 minutes on the clock and away we go. What is your favorite thing about coming to church?
Okay, I think this is a tricky question, but I'm just going to answer it from my perspective at the moment. So at the moment, one of my responsibilities at church is to be one of the teen Sabbath school teachers. And I really enjoy that because in our class, we have a beautiful group of kids, which is excellent. But I think the thing I like the most about it is working with young minds. They want to know things that they don't yet know. Sometimes in adult teaching adults, they feel like they do know, and so it's not quite as moldable. So I enjoy that, and I love the community that we're building in our class. So we're treating it more like a small group, and so we're building a discipleship community. And yeah, I love that about church.
That's cool.
Okay, so second question: what is one place you feel closest to God, Luke?
So for me, the answer to that question has two parts, but I would say the first portion of that is I get really excited and I feel really close to God when I'm ministering to someone or like speaking to someone who I feel is really needing that spiritual encouragement. Mm. When I'm doing that, I feel like I am right beside Jesus, co-laboring with him. Mm. And so for me, I feel really close to him when I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm. Not surprising, yeah.
If it's for me to be close to him, as in not focused on another person, then it would have to be by myself. Some of the best times that I've personally had with God is taking my guitar and going and hiding somewhere. When I used to live in Harvey Bay, I would sometimes take my guitar, I'd go down and sit on the beach just by myself somewhere, and that has some really strong memories.
I can see that being pretty cool. Yeah.
Okay, so number three. Tell us about a time when you questioned God and got an answer.
So there's many times. One of the few experiences that I would like to relate, though, is... maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I was actually walking with a friend and we were talking about the Pharisees, and we were reflecting on the likeness to which we could relate in the Pharisaical spirit. So we were having this conversation and recognizing that our religion was very works-based, and we were talking about repentance and how that's oftentimes in our prayer lives we would be repenting so much that it was nigh impossible to get past the repentance part and actually develop a relationship with God, because we just felt like everything that we were doing wasn't good enough. And so I was questioning God about that. And I was like, why is this the case? And the answer to me came in a book that I was reading at that particular time. I didn't even finish reading the book. I just read the first chapter and that gave me this point. Then I went and studied my Bible and I found the answer in the Bible. But the book, it basically was sharing about how that the canyon to which we would have to be leaping over would be analogous to the Grand Canyon, and we can't jump that far. And no matter how repentant you are, you're never going to be able to make yourself right. Mm. And so we just need to let God do it. And yeah, that's simple as that is, that changed my life. Mm. Yeah. All right, Luke, what's your favorite attribute about God?
For me, the aspect of God that it just really breaks my heart, really cracks to the core of who I am whenever I get a glimpse of it. And for me, it's the concept of being totally known and totally loved. The fact that God knows me at my deepest level and doesn't hate me is something that it never ceases to affect me. Mm. And that's probably the that's probably the biggest thing. Like there are plenty of times in my life when life is not going how I want it to go, and I'm really struggling with that, and I have this sense of God knowing and loving me anyway, that they're some of the most transformative moments in my personal walk. So that would be it for me.
Awesome.
So number five is, what is your funniest blooper moment in your church life?
Oh, I can't even think of anything that I find remotely funny, to be honest. Most of the blooper moments were just more embarrassing than funny.
Mm. Oh, it's okay. We don't describe that. We can go with embarrassing moments. We'll just share it out to hundreds of people.
Yeah. So. No, look, I don't know, really. I remember one time where I stood up to sing a solo in a church, which is something that I just don't do, because I felt inspired by the Spirit to do it that particular day, because the song, I knew nobody else I knew that song, and it needed to be sung to go with the message that I was presenting. And then I got up there and I started playing in a different key than I'd learned the song in. And so I was singing in the wrong key to the key I was playing it in. So I just ditched the guitar and sung it a cappella. That was embarrassing, man. All right.
But did it touch someone's heart?
I don't know. I hope so.
I'm sure it did.
You would want to hope so.
Yeah.
All right, Luke, what would your ideal Sabbath look like?
For me, it would have to flick between having time with God and time with fellowship and people. So for me, I love coming to church. That is a great Sabbath. So probably coming to church, spending the time with friends in ministry, and then for the afternoon relaxing. Actually, kind of what we're doing now. Like, right, we're sitting around with friends, having conversation with each other. I get a big buzz out of that, and then finishing, like closing the Sabbath, just together singing some songs, having some nice worship together, and having lots of good food. That's a good Sabbath to me. Don't forget the food.
Yeah, don't forget the food. That's important.
Yeah,
cool.
Number eight, what is your wrong number question. Number seven. Yeah. Tell us about the first Bible study you ever gave.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't actually remember which was the first Bible study I ever gave. It was probably in a Sabbath school class, I'm going to guess. So I don't know, but I can tell you that when I first started doing Bible studies and preaching, there was a lot more text and not a lot of talk. You know, like there was this long string of Bible verses that you wanted to get through. And look, I don't have a problem with lots of Bible verses. I love scripture. But sometimes, yeah, you just get indigestion trying to understand all that. You know what I mean? And so I think things have changed a lot in that sense for me, whereas I try to teach relationally from the text now, whereas before I probably just tried to let the text do all the talking because... Well, that's where, you know, the inspiration is, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, I can't remember my first Bible study. What is your favorite sermon that you've ever delivered, Luke?
So for me, I can't remember the exact title of it, but I think it was something like, Why Do We Escape? Or something like that. And I looked at the different ways that we escape from God, be that through pursuing excellence, like as in achievement, in the it could even be in the church world, you know, looking to gain you know, power and in that context, or in an economic sense. Also looked at the ways that people try to escape God in their own lives via addiction or distraction. I talked about social media, I talked about pornography and alcohol and all of those sort of things, and examined not just the fact that it is there and it is a way we escape from God, but trying to answer the deeper question of why do we do that? Why do we feel the need to escape from God and what to do about it? And
we should do an episode on that sometime.
Yeah, true.
Where can they find that sermon, by the way?
They can find that sermon on the Hinkler Church website. So that's Hinkler Church, H-I-N-K-L-E-R, hinklerchurch.com.au. And if you looked at the sermons area on there,
just scroll through.
It's probably five or 6 months back, or maybe four, 5 months
ago. Depending on when
ago.
They listen to
Depending
it.
On when you listen, exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's there if you want to have a listen. So by all means. So number
nine.
If you could change one thing about the church.
That's number 10.
That's number 10. Sorry, we flipped the questions around. Number 10, do you arrive at church late or early, and why?
Early. The reason I arrive at church early at the moment is because I teach Sabbath school, and we like to get in early so that we can have longer time, because we okay, I have a tendency of being long-winded in Sabbath school class. Luke, last question. We might even do 10 minutes this time.
Yes.
If you could change one thing about church, what would it be?
For me, it would be, like, for those of you who are not familiar with what, if you could call it, traditional Adventist churches look like in the divine service, so that from 11 to, say, 12, 10, normally the first 20, 25 minutes are preliminaries, so that's where your offerings and a couple of hymns and that happens, and then there's the sermon that takes you through to the end of the service. For me, what I would love to see happen would be to make better use of that preliminary time. Usually we've had song service just before, so I don't think we need to have all of the songs that we have in the preliminary section, so you could probably pull at least one of those out. Okay. You could probably unify the offerings into a single time slot, but just to make more space for more engaging and interesting things, be that interviewing people or getting people to interact with each other
or testimonies
or anything like that, to make better use of that time. I reckon that would be a really good positive change to make.
Cool. Oh, 15 seconds.
We're 15 seconds over. All right. But it's the closest we've ever done.
Good job, man. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Thank you. So that brings us to the end of our 10 church questions in 10 minutes. If you've enjoyed this format, please tell us in the comments, because that's the way we know to do more. So if you want to hear more of this with the other guys as well, tell us and we'll look to doing that.
Yeah, we want
to
hear.
Yeah. So by all means, stick around, listen to more, and we hope to see you guys for our next episode soon. Bye.